Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. It is Wednesday, the day after Election Day, June 8th, 2022, and this is your host and former candidate for Ocean County Commissioner, and now back to being my regular daily podcast host. So the election came and went last night, and hey, we didn't have the results we'd hoped for. We did not pull off the big W last night, but the establishment in Monmouth and Ocean County won the elections last night. Now, this isn't an official concession. I don't know how that works. I have my suspicions about some of the voter details. We'll get to that right now. But the reality is the numbers came in and we have quite a deficit and our team did not win. But you always have to wait before things are certified, before things are made official. But we did lose the elections yesterday. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Just so you know the final details, I actually came in third place for county commissioner, which is pretty cool. A little over 17,000 votes. Myself and my running mate, Ashley Lamb, came in at nearly 19% of the votes. So adding that up, about 38, almost 40% of the votes. In a primary where we were the challengers going up against the establishment, that's pretty good. Now you need over 50 to cross the finish line. The good news is my wife and I did win our committee seats in our Toms River District 6. Committee seats for the Ocean County Republican Party. What that means is my wife and I are going to be the District 6, Toms River District 6, representatives to the county Republican Party. And we actually, across Ocean County, had a lot of county committee wins, more than expected. So that means our conservative allies, our grassroots America First Republicans, are going to be filling seats in the county Republican Party. And hopefully, by changing some of the leadership and influencing the party at that level, can start to bring the America First agenda into force in the actual party itself, rather than just being pushed to the outside by the establishment. Now, regarding the election, what are my concerns? Now, when any time after this, I'm not a politician, so it really doesn't affect me how I react or my commentary. My commentary is not intended to be politically expedient for the next up-and-coming race. That's not what I'm in. So I can give a honest assessment of what I'm seeing as a commentator. So it's not sour grapes. But here's what happened last night. Polls closed 8 o'clock. Counting begins. Nothing's up on the page yet. All of a sudden, I forget when it was, around maybe 8:30 or 9, boom, thousands of votes drop, and the percentages hit of what every candidate has. And right at that point, those votes that drop, those numbers that drop, are the mail-in ballots. And right off the bat, the establishment had about a 15-point lead. They had 30% of the mail-in ballots, and we had 15%. And pretty much at that point, the election was over. That was it. Now, there are 413 voting precincts in Ocean County for the commissioners. None of those had been counted yet. By that, I mean the in-person voting on the day of Election Day, June 7th. Out of the 413 precincts, none of those had been counted yet. And already, the opposition had a 15-point lead. Then they start counting the precincts. That's a slow process. Well, over those 413 precincts, we had to make a 15-point gain. Now, significantly, we did make gains through the counting of those precincts as the night moved on. We were gaining, but just not enough to cover that deficit. So what am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, this is why elections are questionable. And I know somebody's going to be like, sour grapes, you're a sore loser. No, let's look at this. The election was occurring for weeks prior to Election Day. on ballots that were mailed in and then stored and counted in the basement of a county building. By the way, I visited that on the afternoon of Election Day with some of our campaign poll challengers. But at that point, all the ballots had been opened and mail-in ones had been opened and fed through the machines. But there's no way to manage, monitor, or control weeks of voting up until Election Day. So here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying it means that there was automatic fraud, that all those mail-in ballots didn't count. What I'm saying is, who knows? Who knows? That's the problem with mail-in. It makes Election Day completely open-ended, lasting for weeks. And here's one of the biggest problems. Mail-in ballots that are occurring for weeks. We signed our petitions and submitted and got on the ballot by first, second week in April, April 6th, 7th, or 8th, something like that. Not too many weeks after that, towards the end of April, beginning of May, boom, the mail-in ballots are mailed out to people's houses. Now, those people getting those ballots, potentially many, most, if not all, are not even aware yet that there's challengers running, except for they see it on the ballot, but they have no idea about it because we haven't had time to campaign. They're already casting votes, already mailing in, and this is the reality. I was out on the campaign trail in Pine Beach, I believe, and I said, hey, I'd like to introduce myself, running for county commissioner. The person cut me off. No problem. I already voted. Not interested. Well, there you go. How many voters are voting for weeks on end before the election, and they have no idea about the challengers? And here's the other reason why I'm very suspicious of this whole mail-in process. You guys are probably familiar with Ian Smith. He's the Attilus gym owner from South Jersey who stood up to Murphy, did not give in to any of the vax mandates or requirements, kept his COVID is what I mean. COVID requirements, and that includes vax mandates, but also the mask mandates, that was the big thing, or shutting down. He refused. He kept his gym open and did not shut down. That was the biggest thing. He refused to shut his gym down. He was a private business owner and said, Murphy is a dictator. We're not listening. And he was, you know, the state went after him, sued him, just tried to strip him of everything. He had so much support through, all kinds of online giving, you know, GoFundMe, things like that. I don't know if it was that specifically, but the nation started pouring money in and kept this guy going. He became a nationally recognized figure. He was on national media. He's got 500,000 followers on Instagram. Ian Smith was running for a congressional district yesterday in the New Jersey primary against Bob Healey, who's your cookie cutter, you know, white bread. That's not a racial comment. Very, you know, stodgy, button-up, establishment-type Republican, loses to Bob Healey. Okay, Ian Smith, 500,000 followers, nationally recognized, social media personality, face of the America First Trump MAGA movement, really, in New Jersey. And he loses. How? Why? That's what I'm having trouble understanding. And it's the mail-in ballot. It's the mail-in ballot. My experience on the election is this. I was out on the campaign trail, and everybody I talked to knocked on doors. Talked to tons of people all over the county. All of them. America First, MAGA, sick of the establishment. Don't want the establishment coming in again, getting voted in again. And these are all of our people who vote on Election Day. You know, I went to a polling place in a Holiday City, the retirement 55 and over community, big community in Toms River. Went to their polling place, talked to the poll workers. They saw me come in with my candidate challenger ribbon, and they were ecstatic to see me. And I was talking to them, and they were saying, oh, we had so many people coming in saying they want to change. They're upset about the way things are going. They are done with the status quo. They want change. They had Democrats coming in wanting to vote in the Republican primary, communicating the fact that they wanted to vote for the America First agenda because they're ticked off. And this is old people. Our voters come out on Election Day. Who's voting for weeks ahead of that? I don't know, but that's what's throwing these elections. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Elections should occur on one day. We'll see you again. Talk to you.